In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Happy Mother's Day for all of you. Well, there is a verse in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. Anybody recalls? Neither me. I just pulled it out of my Bible. So it says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will never forget you." This is God talking. So as we celebrate today Mother's Day, there are so many mothers that we have. How many?
20.
20? That's a lot. I have 200. How about that? Just kidding. So how many mothers we have in that sense? Now, God is our mother, right? As he said, he cares more. What is the moms more for the most? Their care and their unconditional love, right? So as a mom would care for her children, so not so. Much more, God cares for each and every one of us. And something really beautiful today, there is this care line in the readings. I don't know if you've got it, but all the readings of today, there is this line that highlights the word care. We're going to go through that together. But before this, how many mothers we have? So we have our mother, where are we? Church, right? Church is a mother, right? Right? Church is a mother. Holy Theotokos is a mother, right? Holy Saint Virgin Mary is a mother, right? And we have our own mom, right? Who gave birth to us, right? And who? What else? Tell you something. I'm so unique. Okay, I'm so unique. Not all of you are. I'm sorry. I'm very humble, but I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm telling you why. The thing is, there is another verse in the Bible that says, if anybody leaves a father, a mother, child, brother, sister, whatever, so-and-so-and-so, for my name's sake, he will receive 100 so-and-so-and-so-and-so, including moms, dads, and everything. So I left my own mom back in Egypt. I got rewarded 100 another new moms, okay? So there are so many people that I feel that they are my mom. And to each and every one of them, I feel they added a lot to me. They gave so much to me. That's why I'm unique, not because of anything else. But again, if you would do it, go ahead. You'll be unique as well. Today, the care line was going through the entire readings. If you paid attention to the Pauline epistle, it starts by saying, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh." Our Lord Jesus Christ cared so much for our eternal life that he consecrated to us a way through his own flesh. He put himself on our behalf. And this is one thing we all know. Through that cross, he consecrated a way to each and every one. He secured a spot for each and every one of us through his own blood. Moving on to the Catholic epistle today, St. Peter speaks about something that we all need the most. And he said, above all things, have fervent love for one another without grumbling. That's another sign of care, that we should care likewise one to the other. As God cared for us and loved us, unconditional love, we should care and love one another in such a way. And then, in the reading from the book of Acts, God showed us today an example for somebody who was totally going the opposite direction. Do you recall anything about the reading? What was it about? Huh? Yes. Saul. What happened to Saul? Saul was a very, very, how to say it? He was a zealous man for his religion. He used to be a Jew, and he wanted, or he thought, or he believed that those new ones, this new people, are going to ruin the Jewish tradition. So he took on his shoulders to kill them all. Not because he is a bloody man or he is somebody who is evil, no. But out of feeling responsible for his religion, he felt so. I'm not trying to justify, it's wrong. But this is what it is. Later after, when God saw this pure heart of Saul, he was, I cannot let this go to waste. I need this man. I want this man. I secured a spot for that man as well. I want him with me. So this is why God appeared to Saul on his way to Damascus, and all what we read about today, or what we heard about today from the book of Acts, chapter 9, as you all heard. Moving on to today's gospel. Today's gospel from St. John, I don't know if you've noticed, but throughout the entire 50 days, the holy 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord, all the gospels for the liturgies are from St. John. Each and every one of them. St. John. Why? St. John is the symbol of St. John in the four evangelists is the eagle, right? Why eagle? Because he soars up high. So likewise, St. John, his words are heavenly, so beautiful, above everybody's thinking and imagination. He is the fathers used to say, if we are going to say that the represent the Bible, the whole scripture, with a triangle, the base would be the Old Testament. Moving on, layers and layers and layers, but the very tip of the Bible is the Gospel of St. John. This is the best of the best. So that's why, because when we are in the holy 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord, we live in heavens. This is the whole reason of the holy 50 days. It's a glimpse, it's a sample of living up there in heavens. So in heaven, everything is heavenly, so that's why St. John. So St. John today says, or the Lord says in the Gospel of St. John, that I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. It bothers me, it's just mind-blowing to me that some people are not looking forward for that day. That day is a day worth waiting for. It shouldn't be the other way around. It shouldn't be the last day as its name, the last day. It shouldn't be something fearful. It shouldn't be something that we're trying to avoid. It shouldn't be something that like, Bismillah Salim, no, don't let me think about it. No. Why? It should be a joyful day. This is the day which, as we said in the gospel, in the response for the gospel, this is the day that the Lord has made. In offering the lamb earlier this morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. That day would be the day. All these, I'm not going to say fake. They're not fake, they're real. But that is the most truly day that we should all be looking and waiting for it to happen. On that day, after he went and he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm not going to leave you here forever. I'm not going to let some microbes, some viruses, some stuff just bothers you and just, come on. No, I love you more than that. When I go prepare a place, I will come back and receive you to myself. I love the word receive you to myself. He'll be waiting for us, waiting, and we are coming, and he's receiving us. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then towards the end, he said, I am what? One of the I ams. Huh? What? Anybody swims here? Any swimmers? I am? Okay. What is I am here? The way, the truth, and life. This is the last one. We know that He is the way. We know that He is the truth. He said it to Pilate himself. But the life. I love this part. What is the sign that I am alive? Any doctors? Okay. What's the sign that I'm alive? Heartbeat, right? And? Breathing, right? Right? What if I can hold my breath for 60 seconds? A whole 50 seconds. What's going to happen after the 60 seconds? Right? I'm trying to just grasp as much as I can oxygen to stay alive. When he said, I am the life, try to separate yourself from God. When somebody's trying to separate themselves from God, as if somebody's trying to hold their breath for so long. As much as you cannot hold your breath for a long time, you should not be separated from God for such a long time as well. If you succeed in holding your breath for a full hour and stay alive, good luck. You can't be separated from God for 1 hour and stay alive. You get it? You get it? This is why, and one of the most amazing things about our Lord, that He is willing, accepting, receiving, caring, always. Always. His doors will never be shut. Never. Never. Until He Himself would come and wait for us and open the door. Those of us who would dare to enter will go in. And those who won't dare to enter will never go in. But I don't think that God is going to just slam the door shut and say, I know in the versions, the 10 versions, He closed the door and said, I do not know you. In the last day, it's going to happen, but He's too nice to do so. Not that He's not going to do it, but I think we're not going to dare to enter. I feel not belonging. I'm going to conclude with a story. Years and years ago, a young man from the church came and said, Abuna, there is this girl that we might, you know, start a family and get married and stuff like that. I said, beautiful. Can you introduce me when I talk? And he said, well, there is that thing. I said, what's that thing? He said, can you meet with us anywhere else but the church? I said, sure, but why? He said, well, ask her. I said, okay. So we met in the mall. And then, hey, how you doing? Whatever, whatever. And then she said, I'm sorry that I couldn't go to church because I am not worthy of stepping a foot in the church. I need to confess first, and then I can dare to enter. I said, Habibi, it's never like that. It's the other way around. Just come on, he's waiting. I said, she's like, you know what? I'm gonna use her words. Those are not my words. She said, I'm too dirty to enter to the church. Just please let us sit first, and I need to confess, and then later after we can go. But I cannot do it before that. Forgot to tell you something that this young man, she was not Coptic Orthodox. She was Russian Orthodox. And he was like making a big deal, my family, and she has to get baptized. I said, just hold on. Let's take care of one step at a time. And his biggest issue was, she's not Coptic Orthodox. Really? Well, she's better than 10 of you. You know? So sometimes, out of feeling not worthy, we're not going to dare to enter. I cannot imagine God being, I don't know, maybe I'm just getting out of the line now, but I those are my feelings. Don't get me, don't take him for granted. Those are my own thinking. But again, the day will come and some will be out. I know that. But God forbid that any of us will be out. God today showed us a great example for care and how He cared for each, and He still cares for each and everyone, and His door is always open. So as long as we are breathing, as long as we're breathing, there is a chance that we can go back and reconcile and get closer. And sometimes we feel like, if I confess then and everything is beautiful, so what? That's all right. You know, I don't need to do more. No. When you taste something that you really like so much, and you, for the first time, you taste something new and you like it so much, you want more and more and more. You want to eat that more often. You want to get closer and closer to God. And this is how God is opening His doors all the time. Come and take whatever, as much as you want. Come and enjoy as much as you want. May God conclude for us those holy 50 days. I know we're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension this very Thursday. That's why He said in the Gospel today, I'm going to prepare for you a place. As we come to a conclusion for those 50 days, may God give us the strength to conclude them in a holy way, as they were intended to be lived. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We want to thank you so much for listening to St. Basil's podcast. We hope that you have gained spiritually from our remarkable speakers, and we appreciate your support towards this podcast. St. Basil American Coptic Orthodox Church is looking to purchase a home, and we would love for you to be a part of our community. We are looking to raise funds towards this novel mission, Orthodoxy in an American Context within the San Diego area. You may donate online through our website, www.stbasil.net. That's www.stbasil.net. Or click on the link below and it will take you to our donations page. You may also mail in your contribution at the address located on our website. We thank you for any contribution, and may our Lord Jesus Christ always bless your heart and home.